tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the golden words of wisdom. Yes, inshallah, we shall discuss the sayings and the statements of Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhi wa sallam. And I'm in the company of our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, Alhamdulillah, who would be adding more beauty to this episode and program. Let's inshallah azza wa jal begin with the recitation of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood of quality. And without further ado, let's recite together.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, our today's topic of discussion is with regards to the saying of the Sahaba of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sayings and the statements of the noble companions, alayhi wa sallam, guide us in various fields of life. This is because the saying of those eminent personalities are a result of the blessings they attained through the guidance and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, their sayings are an overview of their experiences over many years. And inshallah, let's look at some of the beautiful sayings and the golden words of wisdom by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that when a person is black or white, free or he may be a slave, whether he's an Arab or non-Arab, if I come to know that they possess more piety than me, I would like to have been a portion of their skin. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the humility that he displays to the person who's more pious than him. And this should be the criterion of excellence. Not whether a person, what race the person is, or what language the person speaks. Allahu Akbar, or irrespective of one's nationality. The criterion of excellence, as it is mentioned, subhanallah, in the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he mentioned at the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. He gave a beautiful sermon, and in that sermon, he has mentioned the very same fact. Allahu Akbar. And this is the beautiful deen of Islam, where there is no segregation, Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, on the basis of color, on the basis of one's nationality, background, and one's caste, even for that matter.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Islam eradicates all these differences. The only thing that matters is how close is one to Allah Azza wa Jal. How much fear do we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much piety do we have? And this is the standard which Islam looks at.
Subhanallah. And you know, Mawlana Sahib, if you look at the situation nowadays, at current times, people usually look towards a person who is very fair in complexion, very white in complexion, and they consider that individual to be very pious because of their complexion. So, in a nutshell, this is the criteria that the society, that community has set to see whether a person is pious or not.
Allahu Akbar.
Rather, it should not be the criteria. Whether someone is black, someone is white, someone is Arab, someone is non-Arab, someone is free or someone who is not free. In whichever case it may be, whatever the circumstances may be, piety cannot be judged by this fact, because piety is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You know, piety is something that comes from within the heart of a believer. It's an inner yes. feeling, you know. It's not something apparent that everyone can see. And nowadays, what we also find is that when we see someone, for example, who is black, then we do not want to associate with that person. What if, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, what if that person is more pious than you? What if that person is more pious than you? So instead of looking towards the outer self of an individual, we should look at the character. If their character is abiding by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if their character is abiding by the Quran and Sunnah, then this should be our criteria that yes, this person, this individual is on the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. And that's the only thing that matters. Look at, for instance, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu
ta'ala,
who can reach his ranks, subhanAllah,
the ranks of Rasulullah,
he has reached, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
In the night of Mi'raj, when the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam went and he saw the heaven, Jannah, and in paradise he heard the footfall of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So yes, the criterion is not the color of the skin, it's not the race, but rather the piety that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had, which admitted him in Jannah. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he noticed his presence in Jannah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So yes, this is the beautiful teaching of Islam. If you have been thinking otherwise, let's inshallah azza wa jal mend our thinking to that of the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Together with that, Muhasab, you know, this beautiful saying, it is so profound that it teaches us and tells us that all the believers are unified. No matter the color of their skin, no matter their race, everyone, all the believers are unified. And this reminds me of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the summary of which is he mentions that the ummah is like one body.
Allah.
When one part feels pain, the entire body feels pain. So when we see our Muslims, our fellow Muslims out there, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of their race, whatever it may be, if they are in any sort of difficulty or going through any sort of takleef, we should not hesitate in going forward to help them. We should extend our helping hand towards them. And in this way, we will be creating that unity within ourselves and making our communities and our societies a much stronger place, inshaAllah.
Allahu Akbar. But Sayyidi, if they still, despite knowing all of this, one is still of the understanding of, you know, the backward thinking.
Right.
Segregating people on the basis of caste, on the basis of nationality, on the basis of language, on the basis of color, ethnicity, etc. This serves as a lesson for those. Alhamdulillah. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has beautifully said in his Mubarak hadith that none of you can become a believer until your desire becomes subservient to which I have brought.
Subhanallah.
So our thinking, our way of thinking, our desires, our wishes must be in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until then, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, you cannot be a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. This, we should really think hard about this. And we may be Muslim, alhamdulillah, but in the true sense, to be a perfect believer, kamil Muslim.
Right.
Subhanallah. So for the completion of Iman, this is necessary. That our way of thinking, our desires, our wants, likes and dislikes must be subservient to that, meaning the teachings of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he has brought. Because we read his kalima, how do we become Muslim? By reading his kalima, subhanallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Subhanallah. And In the next, subhanAllah, the beautiful saying of Sayyidina Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was once walking with an army when he said, "Listen, many people in white clothing are tainted in regards to their faith, and many of those who consider themselves blessed are actually worthless.
Allah.
O people, new good deeds abolish old sins. If any of you fill the earth and sky with your evil, but then perform a good deed, it is possible that for a single virtue to overcome all of those sins and wipe them out." Allahu Akbar. Meaning, he is giving us a solution, and many sins occur from us on a daily basis. And in this case, what is the solution to it? Firstly, the abstinence.
Right.
But if it did happen, if it did occur, then what are we supposed to do? We are to replace that sin with a virtuous deed, subhanAllah, and continue to do them and continue to abstain from sins. InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, if there is a will, there is a way. If we are learning to abstain, one day there will come a time that inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, we will be able to exercise complete abstinence from sins and those actions that are in contradiction to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and the commands of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, alhamdulillah, goes in line with the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he says that if there has been some sins that have occurred from you, replace it with a good deed.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. And similar thoughts and ideas the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared, because they were the direct students of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who better to tell us how to be, the way to be, subhanallah, and the way to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that many people in white clothing are tainted in regards to their faith. Those who have white collar status in today's time. It is the material age.
Right.
Materialism we can find everywhere. And some people may boast about having a white collar job or similar stuff. And they would look down upon that person who may be poor. But he is elevated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, judging on the basis of one's appearance and or one's financial state or one's state of outlook, meaning apparent outlook.
Right.
This inshallah azza wa jal has to stop, because we can't judge a book by a cover.
100% Masab, 100%.
Don't judge the book by the cover. We keep saying that, but we do that every single day. Whereas what is on our tongue, it doesn't conform to our thought process. But when we do see people, we start to judge them. Oh no, this person is looking like this, he must be suspicious, or he may be a sinner, ma'azallah. So this shouldn't be our mindset. If we start to look upon our own faults, how full of flaws are we, it wouldn't give us a chance to look at other people and find their mistakes, because we'll be too busy finding our own mistakes and Allah, rectifying ourselves. Allah. Therefore, the beautiful slogan and the mission of Yo Da'wat-e Islami is that I must strive to reform myself. Pay attention to the wording. Myself is first, not others. Myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So your self-rectification, self-reformation, it is paramount, without which you cannot rectify others. Maybe at times, if the person is not practicing himself, when he tells others, it doesn't carry any weight. Like for example, at home, we may tell our children, do this, don't do that. But if they see us doing the same thing, they don't look at what we say.
Right.
They look at what we do.
Yes.
They do what we do. Not do what we say. Allahu Akbar. First, we need to rectify ourselves and then tell others. Psychologically, they will inshallah adhere to the advice.
And you know, Allah, we have to live by example, you know, especially to our children, because as you are saying that they are very observant. They do something by observing. They don't know why they're doing it, but just because of just observing, they carry out that same act. So if the example is set from the onset, it's already there, then they will pick up good traits within themselves.
Yes.
And their character will be purified. They will have this passion to recite the Holy Quran. And you know, you've mentioned this beautiful saying of the Sahaba, subhanallah, wherein if a person commits so many amounts of sins, and it is he mentioned that it is possible that because of a single good deed, that good deed will wipe out all of those sins. Allahu
Subhanallah.
So we should take heed of this, that we are in this world, right? We are in this world. What is our purpose in this world? Our purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want to be in Jannatul Firdaus with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we gain entrance into Jannatul Firdaus? How do we be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? By doing good deeds and having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if someone committed a sin, right? Subhanallah, the rewards of the Quran are so immense, so huge, that it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he says that for each letter that you recite in the Holy Quran, there are 10 rewards for you.
Allahu.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, further on he says that I do not say alif, lam and meem is one letter. Rather, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, meem is one letter. So for each letter there are 10, and there are 3 letters here. 30 rewards are given. Imagine if a person, after committing a sin, has this feeling of guilt in him, has this feeling of regret and remorse in him, he diverts his attention immediately towards reciting the Holy Quran. But before reciting the Holy Quran, you need to have wudu. You need to make wudu. And for making wudu, there is rewards in that as well, subhanallah. So when a person, he is making wudu, he is being rewarded. Thereafter, he goes and he recites the Holy Quran. By looking in the Holy Quran, he is being rewarded, number one. By reciting the Holy Quran, he is being rewarded. And thirdly, for each and every single letter that he is reciting, Allahu Akbar, he is being rewarded. Just by doing this much. This much only, subhanallah. So we should always have this passion to do good deeds, because we don't know which good deed of ours are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself has taught us, he has commanded that don't think of any good deed as insignificant, that it
Allah,
is too
Allah.
Small or too little. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at your faces, he doesn't look at your pockets, your wealth, but he looks at your heart.
Yes, it's the sincerity that matters.
Yes. And subhanallah, in this beautiful lesson, we learned that, you know, when it comes to judging people by their outer appearance, and the way to reform people, it has to begin from within,
right.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, and extend outwardly
inshallah.
To the family, neighbors, and so on and so forth, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So yes, we shouldn't be the case, you know, as they say, charag tale andhera, you know, that when a candle burns, but it doesn't give light to itself.
Allah.
Underneath is always dark.
Mm.
But it can burn itself to ashes, giving light to others. We shouldn't fall under that category either, inshallah azza wa jal. So similarly, when we tell our children that, you know, don't do this, don't do that, but they look at our action.
Yes.
They don't pay so much of attention to our words. Why? Because subconscious conditioning, it's called. The subconscious is a very powerful tool.
Right.
there are many things that we do it without actively thinking, like changing your clothes. You don't think where the sleeves go, where the collar goes, right? You do it habitually. It is in our subconscious, meaning deep rooted, embedded in our heads. So when we do the same thing over and over, that is the subconscious conditioning.
Mm.
They are looking at you doing the same exact same thing day in, day out. And when you tell them to do something contrary to what they have been seeing, there's a conflict.
It's not like foreign to them.
Yes. So we should actually take account of ourselves. Maybe the best time could be when we go to bed. Take self-accountability before we go to bed. While we are falling off to sleep, just go over your day as to how my day went, what I did today. You know, like how at the end of every business day, there's checks and balances,
cash is
counted, how much income was generated, what was the sales for the day, how much profit, how much overheads were paid, what is the net profit from there. So why can't we do that with our spiritual life? That during the day, I did this, I did that, I committed this sin, but I did that virtuous deed, alhamdulillah. Checks and balances. And check whether my good deeds, they are overpowering my evil deeds, or the other way around. If the balance is off, inshallah azza wa jal, by taking account of ourselves, we can inshallah better ourselves.
Yes.
You know, like definitely. Nowadays, people have smartwatches to track their daily movement, how many steps that they did. Those things that doesn't add much value to one's life, right? Physical life, physical health, we are so concerned about it.
And so much of time we put into it as well.
Oh, we'll put the stopwatch timer before we go for a jog, right? Okay. I'm doing this, okay, my heart rate is, when I'm doing this speed, when I'm running or I'm cycling, I'm doing exercises, I'm doing this speed, and my heart rate is that, at that point, we check all of that. And nowadays, there's a craze now. Every 5 minutes, the person will check the heart rate monitor, the blood sugar levels. There are different various different devices that are capable of doing various different things with the smartwatches. This is a health gadget, basically. So, and sometimes we take maybe a few lapses of exercise, different exercises. So we are very actively observant.
As our physical self.
Physical health, physical self, physical life. But our spiritual health? Are we paying even 10% of that attention to our spiritual health? If we are not, then time is now to wake up from the slumber of sleep and take our accountability before ours is taken. Death is not certain. It can come any moment.
Yes.
Before even the silsila finishes, it might come. No one knows. And there's not even a second of delay. So we need to be prepared as our pious predecessors, Sahaba-e-Kiram. They used to be prepared. They weren't afraid of death. They used to embrace it because they living and they dying was in the path of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So what they had to worry about, Allahu Akbar. And this is the nasiha coming from those Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who had proven with their life that this is life worth living. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Khalid bin Ma'dan rahmatullahi ta'ala reports that Aminul Ummah, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said that the heart of a believer changes countless times throughout the day, similar to a sparrow.
How profound.
Allahu Akbar. It reminds me of a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions it. He says that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the hearts of people are between the two divine fingers of Ar-Rahman. Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
And he turns it in whichever way he wills.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. So yes, this was the teaching of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The condition of the heart of a believer is such that it keeps changing. In the morning you had some other opinion, By the afternoon, your thought process changed. Some external elements, or maybe you had an epiphany that, you know what, oh, no, right. I was wrong. And then you change your thinking. But how about we change our thinking and we turn our hearts towards the Qibla of the heart, who is the beloved Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards his sunnah, that yes, if our heart turns, it must turn in the direction of Medina, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And that can be a life-changing thing for us as believers, as the Ummah of the beloved Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Together with that, Munasab, we see that suppose someone wants to initiate something good, right? He wants to do a particular good deed or a good act, and the thought comes immediately in his mind, and he would have this energy to carry out this act.
Allah.
And then a few moments later, it dies off.
Yes.
Now he is diverted away from it. He doesn't want to do it anymore. Now his attention went elsewhere. So if we look at it, we see that whenever we have this feeling, or whenever we are motivated to do a good deed, number one, we should not delay in doing it.
Yes.
Because the state and the condition of our heart, it changes. That's why the heart is called qalb. And qalb means to change.
Yes.
So the heart, it's constantly changing. So when someone is motivated to do a good deed, or someone is motivated to go and give a donation towards a masjid, immediately the person should carry it out, because he doesn't know if he would get that chance again. So delaying in doing something good, in doing a good act for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something we should not do. Rather, we should run towards doing a good act, and we should be greedy in it as well.
Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to hasten towards those actions that can lead us to paradise and closer to Allah azza wa jal, to our Rabb azza wa jal, and closer to the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. Sayyidi, I'm really enjoying this beautiful discussion. Alhamdulillah. It is inspiring. Jazakallah for Ameen. Sharing those words of wisdom with us, mashallah, as we are discussing those beautiful words of Sahaba Ikram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also have a beautiful kalam.
Mashallah.
So I'm spoiled for choice that we are, alhamdulillah, discussing the statements of noble Sahaba. And we also have a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one of my favorite kalams, alhamdulillah. So let's, inshallah, azza wa jal, go and listen to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, it is recited by our brother Sabtar Akhtari, alhamdulillah. Very beautiful, Sayyidi.
MashaAllah.
As-salam, ya Nabi. As-salam, ya Nabi. As-salam, ya Nabi. Ya Nabi. As-salam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے اے دامان رحمت والے پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام
دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب-عزت رب-اولا نے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے، رب-عزت رب-اولا نے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام، السلام علی
مصطفی منبع للصفا، سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا، کان فی یدفیه للیتامى دفا. مصطفی منبع للصفا، سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا، کان فی یدفیه لليتامى دفا. حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي، ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي، الصلاة علي والسلام علي. للسماء ارتقى فأتى بالنقى، وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا، وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا. عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا، ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے ہیں، ایک دوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں. عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا، خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام. قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی، قمرون وجمیل 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 سیدنا النبی وجمیل. وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله،
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله.
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله،
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله.
وأمن بالغا كل العباد، وأمن بالغا كل العباد، وأمن بالغا كل العباد. حبيب الله يا خير البرايا،
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي، قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل.
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا، دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا، سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا، گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا. سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا، گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا. آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا، مٹھی
سے کم کر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لائی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہ پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم یا ربی صلی علی یا ربی سلم علی یا ربی صلی علی صلوات اللہ علی مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ
رقت عینای شوقا ولطیبۃ ذرفت عشقا فاتیت الی حبیبی فاهدأ یا قلب ورفقا صلی علی محمد
السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ
انت نور اللہ فجرا جئت بعد العسر یسرا ربنا علاک قدرا یا ختام الانبیاء ایوہ المختار فینا زادنا الحب حنینا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
We were really, alhamdulillah, immersed in this beautiful recitation of the Naat of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was echoing on your Madani channel, mashallah. Now, after we have listened to the praises of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's refer back to the teachings of the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the Sahaba of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. First of all the Sahaba, they are the guiding stars. They are our guiding stars, subhanallah. As the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ashabi ka nujum, بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ, that my Sahaba are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Subhanallah. So yes, so let's set our compass right to face not the true north, but in the direction where the Sahaba lead us, inshallah azza wa jal. And this navigation system will inshallah ensure that we end up in paradise.
Inshallah.
And not somewhere where we don't want to be. Inshallah azza wa jal. In this beautiful statement, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the great sahabi of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the most knowledgeable sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a jannati sahabi, subhanallah, all the sahaba jannati, mashallah, har sahabi e nabi jannati, subhanallah. So if we want to become jannati, we must follow the jannatis, inshallah azza wa jal. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, diverting our attention to the life of the hereafter, he says that la ulfiyanna ahadakum jifata laylin quturuba nahar, meaning, may I not find any of you like the person who lays all night like a corpse and remains in pursuit of attaining the world all day without any care for the hereafter. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this is some of our lifestyle in this world, that we live in this world for the world, whereas the pious predecessors, they lived in the world but for the hereafter.
Kya baat hai Muna sahab?
This is the difference. This is it's not a subtle difference. There is only one preposition changed, but it means a world of difference. You know, just as how one dot makes all the difference. We must live in this world for the hereafter, not for the world. Subhanallah. Some of us, we live in the world for the world, but this has to change. Let's inshallah azza wa jal keep this beautiful nasiha of Sayyidina Abdullah with us. He was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to sometimes carry the Mubarak pillow of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he would carry the Mubarak sandals of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, may I not find any of you like the person who lays all night like a corpse and remains in pursuit of attaining the world all day.
Allah, Allah. You know, Munasab, most people out there, they complain that they do not have enough time. You know, where do I get the time to perform my salah? Where do I get the time to recite the Holy Quran? Where do I get the time to give out charity? You know, so time is a very big thing, but yet they do not realize that time, 24 hours is given to everyone equally. No one can say that I have 4 hours or I have 8 hours in a day or I have 10 hours in a day. Everyone has 24 hours a day. So the question is, what are we doing with those 24 hours? Are we being so absorbed in the world? Are we toiling in the sun because of work and running around for family and under the hot sun, you know? And then we complain that where's the time? Where is the time? The thing is, and the crux of the matter is that we, most people out there, have become drowned in the love of this world. So much that they have forgotten about the Akhirah. they have forgotten about the hereafter because of being so busy in day-to-day life. It started off with a small duty perhaps, and then from there it grew, and then it accumulated so much the responsibilities, it accumulated so much of this worldly life that they cannot even think about anything else.
Allah.
I want to recite Quran, how, where do I find the time? Everything is about where do I find the time? I don't have the time. But subhanAllah, if we prioritize our day, if we schedule our day, that there is a time for everything. There is a time for work, there's a time for eating, there's a time for family, there's a time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we prioritize our day like this, then we will see the blessings in our time.
Allah,
then we will find the time to prepare for our hereafter, to think and to ponder over the hereafter. Subhanallah.
And Sayyidi, there is no compulsion in our time. We're not living in those times where we were enslaved.
Yes, I mean,
it's a free world and everyone has the choice. And our life is the sum of our choices. Whatever choice we make, we are living in the time where we are full of choices.
Yes.
You make time, meaning you can't create more time. There's 24 hours for everyone.
Right.
So how Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, despite being a trader, he found time to become Imam Azam Abu Hanifa.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And likewise, there are many examples that can be given. It depends on how do we make our life choices. If we want to pass our day in play and amusement and sleep all night like a corpse, as Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had pointed out, that he would actually admonish people. He's admonishing in this beautiful statement. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat also admonishes us in his own unique way with love and mahabbah, subhanallah. He says, Din lahu mein khona tujhe, shab subh tak sona tujhe, sharme nabi khawfe khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Should this be our state? That neither do we have a shame to face the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who's our master, nor do we have the fear of Allah azza wa jal, and we are carrying on the way we feel like. And Sayyidi, here he's mentioning that those people he is admonishing who sleep throughout the night and be engaged in the world throughout the day.
Right.
But the condition is only worsening in our time.
Yes, and we see it happening.
There is a growing number of people who would party all night and sleep all day.
You know,
that trend is also setting in.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. But that is even more detrimental.
100%. And you know, Mullah Sahib, the Quran teaches us that this world is nothing but play and amusement. So we have to take this into consideration, that we are in this world, it's not going to last forever. We should not have love for this world. Rather, our purpose in this world needs to be fulfilled, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu
Inshallah,
wa ta'ala.
Inshallah, Ameen, Bijahin Nabeen, Jazakullah Sayyidi,
Ameen,
for adding beauty to this episode and program. And Inshallah, Jazakullah to our viewers out there for supporting us and watching Madani channel. And keep watching Madani channel, Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. There are many amazing episodes and programs that keep on playing back to back only on your Madani channel. Until then, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.